Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive, the briefing designed to get you informed quickly.
We're pulling out the key points from their daily educational reads across science, tech, world events, basically what they're exploring in the Juice app.
We've synthesized these sources to give you, the parents and teachers, a clear picture of what's shaping their understanding.
And the shift in, well, information technology seems like a really immediate concern for educators, so maybe we should start there.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack the future of homework, I suppose. The widespread availability of these powerful AI chatbots and, you know, search engines. It's fundamentally forcing high schools, colleges too, to rapidly revise classroom rules.
Mm-hmm.
Educators are reporting that, well, cheating related to specific grades is climbing sharply.
Yeah, off the charts was one phrase used.
Right. And it's prompting this swift move away from traditional graded take-home stuff like essays and favoring, you know, secure in-class pen-on-paper work.
And what's really fascinating here, I think, is the uncertainty around what proper AI use even is.
Exactly.
This isn't just about catching plagiarism anymore. It's almost a philosophical shift. Teachers are genuinely struggling to differentiate between a student using AI for legitimate help, like, say, summarizing a really long reading assignment.
Which could be useful.
Versus just generating the whole content. The focus seems to be shifting from assessing just the final product to trying to assess the process of critical thinking itself. How do they get there?
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, if the AI handles the structure and the writing, you're not actually testing their skills, are you?
Precisely.
So for a discussion point at home, perhaps you can ask your students, if a tool can do, say, 80% of a task for you, what skills do you still need to develop yourself? What's your responsibility?
Yeah, that connects it right to their daily experience. Okay, so switching gears pretty dramatically now. From digital tools to material science, there's this incredible story students read about environmental innovation. An artist, Sam Shoemaker.
Oh, the fungus kayak.
Right.
Right. He built a fully functional kayak entirely out of fungus.
Yeah. It sounds wild, doesn't it? Shoemaker grew this buoyant and apparently quite durable vessel using mycelium.
Which is the root structure of mushrooms, basically.
Exactly. He cultivated it in a custom mold for about 6 weeks, and then it needed 3 months just to dry out properly. It's a real feat of, well, bioengineering.
And it wasn't just for show, right? He actually used it.
He did. Shoemaker successfully rowed this fungus kayak 26 miles all the way from Catalina Island to San Pedro, California.
Wow.
It really highlights the potential of fungi as, you know, a genuinely biodegradable replacement for some of these ocean polluting plastics we rely on.
So connecting that to the bigger picture, maybe a question for students could be, what common plastic things that we use every day could potentially be replaced by natural materials like this mycelium?
That's a great discussion starter. It brings in design, biology, engineering.
All right, so moving from sustainable art, let's go global, geographically speaking.
Yeah.
Students also covered the autumnal equinox.
Ah, yes, which just happened and signals a pretty major shift, particularly at the Earth's poles.
Yeah, while most of us barely notice, maybe just the days getting shorter, the North Pole actually begins 6 months of continuous darkness now.
And conversely, down at the South Pole, including the Amundsen Scott Research Station there, they're experiencing their first full daylight since way back in March.
It's all because of the Earth's tilt, that 23.5 degrees.
Right. So the Northern Hemisphere's daylight hours will keep dwindling, while the Southern Hemisphere gets longer and longer days heading into their summer.
Which raises a really practical question for discussion. How does something seemingly abstract like the Earth's orbit and tilt directly impact the daily life, the logistics, the work of people living in these extreme regions like the poles?
Absolutely. It makes physics very real. Okay, then turning to international news. Students looked at a significant diplomatic shift. Key U.S. allies, specifically the U.K., Australia, and Canada, announced they intend to officially recognize Palestinian statehood.
Which supports the two-state solution framework. And this is notable because it's, well, it's a policy change for those countries.
It is. Now, Israel condemned the move, arguing it essentially rewards Hamas. On the other side, the Allied leaders maintain it's a necessary, proactive step.
A step towards keeping the possibility of a peaceful resolution alive, is the argument.
Right. And obviously, this is a topic requiring really balanced context when discussing it. Maybe the key discussion point isn't about taking sides, but about the process itself. What does it actually take for groups with such deep disagreements on core issues to even begin moving toward a peaceful, sustainable solution?
That's a tough but important question.
Okay.
And finally, on a much lighter note.
Definitely lighter.
Students encountered the Ig Nobel Prizes.
Ah, yes. The awards honoring achievements that first make you laugh, then think.
And this year's winners were quite something. There were zoologists who discovered that painting cows to look like zebras actually reduces biting flies by 50%.
Which sounds funny, but is actually genuinely useful research for farming, potentially.
Yeah. And I think my favorite, maybe, was the team that studied which types of pizza lizards prefer.
You just have to wonder how that study came about.
Exactly. But it highlights how even seemingly odd research can spark critical thinking. The lesson maybe being, sometimes the path to discovery starts with a really strange question.
Well said. So whether your student is analyzing complex global policy shifts or, you know, the surprising buoyancy of fungus, we hope these summaries provide some useful springboards for conversation.
Yes, we thank you for joining us for this briefing on the content your students are exploring today. Until the next deep dive, we hope this information helps you engage in some really meaningful discussions.
Be well informed.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.